TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
I have found it interesting throughout the regular old radio show today to get little tidbits of information. Learning things from Alexis's cousin, Caitlin, who's here visiting, about her relationship with her backslidden cousin. Do you know what that means?
No.
If it's somebody who was religious at one point, and then they get out of the church and they start living the wild life, they're backsliding.
Backsliding.
Yeah, I'm a backsliding Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a backslidden
living the wild
cousin.
Life.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, mm-hmm. I just love the wild life.
Yeah, oh, man.
Can't get away from it.
but it, don't you think it's interesting how her cousin, Kathy, is so quiet and reserved and doesn't seem like she's a wild hooligan or anything like that, like Alexis is, right? Just partying, looking for some you know, a free meal and
that's true.
You know, she seems to have a little bit of humility, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you don't,
right?
I'm glad I give off that vibe.
You do, yeah. And it started this morning when Alexis was talking about her highlight. The highlight of y'all's childhood was when y'all made your poor stepsister think somebody was trying to kill her when y'all were in the fourth and fifth grade. And you said, "I don't tell people that." And you said, "I did, that was her idea. I didn't do that." But she's like waving around like a flag. Like, yeah. This is what I'm like. You know, this
how
is who
funny
I am.
This, was.
This is how I am.
She got scared and she cried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so funny.
Yeah,
exactly. She was so scared.
It was the greatest joke ever.
I love it.
So, do you like going to the clubs and hanging out and stuff like that? And do you drinking?
I like staying home and binge watching TV.
There you go. Yeah. Okay.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, but you go for.
I'm also a parent, though.
Oh,
so you have to take that into consideration.
Yeah, she's a mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess, is it safe to say that you're a mom?
I'm a mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You never know nowadays.
That's a fact. So.
I mean, it could be a dad who's a parent who had kids that seems to be like a mom. And, I don't know, but yeah, it's just, Alexis, you can only do that for a little bit, and then you start talking about, I got to get out, I feel like an old woman, and then you go for a wild weekend and drinking tequila and, you know, all of that. And then you're, from what I understand, because I don't see it very often, but from then you're... Instagram story gets, you know, more and more edgy and embarrassing and, you know, things like that. Yeah.
To who?
People say that they get embarrassed, you know, by your drunken escapades on social media and, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
News to me.
And then you're falling down and spilling gravy all over yourself. You know, the usual.
Videos,
but again, like I said, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it myself. And At least they said they hope it was gravy.
Ew. Oh. That's disgusting.
You don't do stuff like that.
I do not spill gravy. All right.
So what's that tattoo you got?
It's their flowers.
Oh, that's cute. Yes. That's
each
pretty.
Of my brothers drew a flower.
Oh.
So I got it tattooed.
Wow. That's great.
Thanks.
Is that the only one you have?
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay, y'all do have that in common. Yeah.
She got hers way before I did, her first tattoo.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Trendsetter in the family. Look at that.
How old were you each when you got your first tattoos?
I was 18.
Okay. I just turned 18. And I was 29.
Okay.
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah. It was the day I found out I was going to be working for you guys. I got my first tattoo.
Was it?
Yeah.
In honor or just?
Just kind of like, oh man, this is just like a good day to get a tattoo. I'm just going to do it.
So is it our names?
No.
Our logo?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, well then that doesn't count.
Yeah. Do you regret it as much as you do that day?
No, I don't regret it. No, not at all. I love it here.
Yeah, we can tell.
Yep. I love it.
It's obvious.
More and more every day.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
It's my dream.
Love it.
There's a gnat in here somewhere. It's driving me nuts.
Let's just pack it in.
A gnat. Okay, where was I? Oh.
Tattoos.
Tattoos. All right. And you're still in the church?
No.
No? Okay. Because do they allow tattoos in the Jehovah's Witness faith?
I don't know if it's a rule. They frown upon it.
Yeah,
but it's,
I would say it's frowned upon.
Yeah.
Right. But you wouldn't get disfellowshipped for that, like if they caught you drinking and smoking or something, right?
I don't think so. Hmm. I don't know.
Because I have a friend who was disfellowshipped because he was seen smoking in public.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's, there are some...
It depends with every...
Yes, I was going to say, is each branch... location a little, you know, they
different
have their
rules.
different you know, are they more strict than others and things like that?
So the way that they do it is like they however your repentance, so the level of sorry that you are, but I'm like, yeah. But how would they know that?
Yeah, but it's not like where they hook up those electrode things to you and you know they say, yeah, give them the medicine, you know, so okay, what was that show on Netflix that I liked for a while that was about that cult? Not saying that, you know, we're a cult, but that's where I got the phrase, you know, don't give her the medicine. It was with Aaron Paul. It was pretty good for a couple of seasons, but then it got crazy. So that's how they would know, because they would give them the truth serum, the medicine.
The path.
That's the path. That's how they would get them, you know, to unburden. So they called it.
By giving them the medicine.
Uh-huh. The medicine makes them unburden.
Hey. But it does.
Mm-hmm.
That's harsh, though. I mean, think about, and I know you've told me the story about your friend before. Somebody sees you smoking a cigarette. It's like, you're out of the church. Don't come back to church.
You're kicked
like,
out.
Yeah. Whoa, man. Damn.
And I've thought about that a lot. And I think it may have been because he smoked Marlboro Reds. And
it hadn't been Marlboro Reds, they'd let him stay in the church.
Anything with a white filter, he would have been okay.
They were like, man,
it's
come
like,
on.
Oh, come on.
We
Marlboro
have to.
Reds. Yeah. You really going to do that to us?
This is too damn redneck for the church. We got to go.
And let me guess, in the cooler there, you've got Bud Heavy.
It's a sin.
See, you've put us in a terrible situation here. It's an impossible situation for us. The only thing we can do is let you go. But then I know other people who have been, you know, the church found out that they did this or that, which was much worse than smoking, you know, drunk or associating with people who had been disfellowshipped that they weren't supposed to associate with and all that. But they got to stay. Maybe they were just more repentant.
Like I told you, when I kept telling them to that they should probably just disfellowship me because it was the third time I was there, and they still wouldn't. So it just depends, I guess.
Because they just kind of figured at that point.
Case
yeah,
by case.
She's not going
to. I was like, listen, guys, this is my third time here.
I'm not going to change.
Nothing is going to change.
I'm going to be wild.
I haven't learned my lesson, so what are we doing?
As soon as I walk out that door, I'm going to be flipping y'all off behind it. So what are we doing here, guys?
You think those Scientologists get offended by websites that are .org Because isn't that what they're trying to get on, be part of the Sea Org and all that? They'll talk about the org.
Well, I don't know.
So somebody's just throwing around their religious terms like it's nobody's business. Seems like they would get mad. It's like they would try to, you know, beam people up to their spaceships or whatever who were misusing the term org.
Yeah.
There we can ask that Tom Cruise fella.
Yeah.
You know, and John Travolta.
Well, the interesting thing is that a lot of those Scientologists don't even know about the aliens yet, because they don't learn about the aliens until like step 10.
Yeah, you have to ascend to that level, right?
So that's why they don't believe when people confirm. They're like, you worship volcanic aliens. And they're like, what are you talking about? Because apparently that's way far into the process. So,
okay, but let's say you were going to join that religion. Wouldn't you Google it first?
I would.
And go, what is it all about? And it's not easy. I mean, it's not hard to find out that, you know, what the ultimate goal is. They want to get beamed up to the mothership.
Well, they give you that first book and everything's like, yeah, you're going to kick ass at life and you're going to be the person to save the planet and you're going to be amazing and we're going to help you be the best you can be. And you're like, yeah. That's why I can't read any of this stuff, because I know I'm going to be in the cult before you know it. I got a weak backbone. I am like just a cult. They are waiting for my fat ass to come in there. They're like, you can come with us.
But they'll take away all of your worries.
Yeah.
They'll provide you with everything you need, and you just have to follow the directions.
Yeah.
But I get that. Okay. I get that from back when that, you know, Dianetics was first put out by L. Ron Hubbard. Because we didn't have the internet and all of that stuff.
Right.
But now you read the book and you say, well, let me learn more about this. This is really interesting. You know? And then you Google it and go, whoa, wait a minute. I got to bow down before some aliens or something. You
know, is that what they really believe in?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Later on, yeah.
That's a great point, though. Because I remember my dad having a paperback copy of Dianetics when I was a kid. Because I don't think most people didn't realize, like, Dianetics is a hot book about how to make your life better or whatever. Okay, I'll check that out and read it. They didn't know when they were purchasing it that it was all about a Scientology thing.
No, it's one of the
clearly, my dad
books.
Didn't do any of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, my grandfather ordered it, you know, because they used to sell them on the TV, you know, order it from TV. And he started reading the first few pages of it, and he goes, well, I thought this was going to be about like water and lemon juice and shit like that. I think, no, that's diuretics, Papa. Diuretics, not Dianetics.
I thought people thought it was fiction, so that's not the case.
No. It was advertised as something that would help you with your life, that could help you, you know, be a more positive person, be more successful, that kind of stuff. And then it turns out you could do all that by becoming a member of Scientology.
But again, I don't know how I would feel about following somebody who goes by you know, their first initial and then a regular name after that. If you're going to go by initials, go by two, like TJ. Yeah. But if, you know, you're calling yourself L. Ron, that's a red flag right there.
I agree.
And then, you know, he'd have been pissed at me for, because, you know, I used to be a lot more Southern speaking than I am now, and I know I'd have called him L. Ron instead of L. Ron. Like his name's L. Ron, E-L-R-O-N.
L. Ron,
you know, giving me all them diuretics, getting this, you know, shit out of my system. I'll sign up for that. Well, you got to go out in the ocean to get it on the Sea Org. All right. Whatever. I wish somebody would try to make me worship an alien. I'd beat the shit out of them. Bad teeth, too. You ever see L. Ron Hubbard's teeth?
He had real bad
nasty
teeth.
Nasty ass. And I think that's where all that shit came from. He was an outcast. Nobody liked him. He was a weirdo. Badass teeth, so he couldn't get women. Just an ugly ass piece of shit. And he decided that if I can't get any women and friends the way I am now, then I'm going to use my mind to fool a bunch of them to hanging out with me, and I'm gonna make them pay me a lot of money to do so.
That's right.
Walk around in a damn sailor's outfit. He wasn't in the Navy that I know of. Was he?
I think so. but they kicked him out or something. I forget.
They how just fellowshipped him from the Navy. That's what they did. He wouldn't unburden himself after they gave him the medicine.
Yeah.
And they said, get your ass out of here and take these rotten ass teeth with you.
Yeah.
L Run.
He runs the bait and tackle shop. Is that yeah. You talking about L Run?
Oh, L Run. L Run, brother L Roy. That's always L Roy is a nice fella now. Yeah.
He was mustered, M-U-S-T-E-R-E-D, out of active service and resigned his commission in 1950. I don't know.
He was mustered.
Yeah. He was well, you mustered.
You yeah. mustered.
You
can't
you better check your drawers. Yeah. Oh, that smells like you mustered yourself.
You can't say it with us.
It's funny that's meant to be Cher. This is the Cher Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers' data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/acetj. That's expressvpn.com/acetj to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/acetj right now to learn more.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Share Funny, sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Paul Davis Restoration emergency technicians could be your best friends one day. Something happens to your house and you have to get out of there because you got smoke damage and or flood damage or anything like that, then Paul Davis's emergency technicians will get into the action, get it cleaned up, get it repaired, and get you back into living the life you were living. Hey, man, you're just trying to live the life you was living. Paul Davis will help you do that, you know? So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. Now, chances are, if you're listening to this and having fun right now, then nothing like this has happened to you. But when you do need that, when something does happen, just remember acetj.com/Paul Davis. And also remember that Paul love it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See y'all next week.
All right, bye.
Mm-hmm. So, you know these realistic sex dolls?
Do I?
These robot dolls that, well, there's a story that says the world's first artificial intelligence capable of sex and intimate relationships operates alongside an app in order for users to have a conversation with it. Now, that's really, you know, ladies, I've personally been warning you for years that if you don't start treating men better, that you're going to get replaced by one of these sex bots.
Sex bot.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. Now, and y'all have chosen not to listen to me because you keep talking shit to your husband all the time, belittling him, making him feel like he's less of a man because he's working while you're loading the car to go on vacation right after he gets off the show. Things like that. Just to grab an example out of the thin air.
Just a very random example there.
But this is not going over very well because this doll that I may say looks more and more realistic as the years go by, these different versions, these upgrades. I mean, if you're not looking closely, this doll that's sitting up and wearing clothes looks like a real person, especially when so many real women have so much, so many things done to their face.
Yeah.
You know, with the overfilling and the Botox and the lips and everything, it's much easier to make a doll look real when real is looking more and more fake.
Sure.
Oh my God, that's pretty profound, if I say so myself. Mm-hmm. I just made that shit up.
Pretty good.
Look at that. Put that on a damn bumper sticker and t-shirt. On a koozie. Put it on a koozie. But they're not taking this seriously because they gave her a strong Scottish accent. Yeah. Now, if you're going to give the doll an accent from a region of the world, would you pick Scotland?
I would not pick Scotland, no.
It's a harsh. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know exactly which accent I would pick if it had to be a foreign accent. But Scotland would be way down the list. Scottish accent.
Really? I would have assumed that, TJ, you would have gone, a South American or Brazil, something like that.
Portuguese.
Yeah. That's creepy. The whole thing's creepy. I don't know.
I like a woman with an Italian accent. I like that. But again, a lot of times they're mad.
They're mad.
You hear that Italian accent when they're mad. I even like a woman with a French accent. Now, I wouldn't give, 2 cents for a man with one. I don't like it on men, but I like it on women.
Oh, bonjour.
Damn Frenchman. Mm-hmm. Get out of here, Frenchman, with your Frenchman accent.
Have we talked about this before, Alexis? Would you date a guy if you found out that he had one of those sex dolls?
No. Because I just think that's doing too much.
Well, you have toys. Why can't he have toys? It's just his toy.
It's a different type.
You have toys.
Why can't
he have toys?
That's rude.
I didn't say that at all.
Riggins was just talking about that pink one you got.
I didn't say that at all. I didn't say it that way.
You kind of did.
Just making a point.
It's a double standard, Ace.
I know. Well, this is a little extreme. I mean, it's a doll. Yeah. It is extreme. Well, it's a doll. There's one thing in having a device and then having a damn doll that sits in your house that you have conversations with. Mm-hmm. It's just weird.
Okay, well, that's where I think it is. It's they've gone off of the rails here. And have been misguided by the things that they think are upgrades on these dolls. Because to me, the fact that she doesn't talk would be the upgrade, a selling point to men who are resorting to this as a companion. You know,
even though apparently I was reading this article you were talking about a second ago, even though she only says things like,
don't read it.
No, no, it's like, oh, I.
Yeah, because I just read it. Don't read it out loud.
Yeah, that's, you're right. Okay. But it's not nasty. It's just weird. I'm not going to read it. It's
kind of is. Yeah, I mean,
all it said was, I'm glad you can't got home so fast.
Yeah, that's what it said.
That's what it said.
Okay. Alexis.
Yeah.
Well, and then we can ask your cousin Kayla as well. Okay, so you don't want a guy who uses these dolls, but would you want a guy who designs them and works for the company?
Oh, that's yes, a good
most
question.
Definitely.
Because of the money.
Exactly. And because he's smart.
I don't know. It's still creepy to me.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because he's the one that has to come up with the ideas. Right. Like if it's, he's building it as in, if this were for me, I would want it to have this and this and this.
They
say, yeah.
And what if he was using you in some fashion as his muse?
I like that.
I don't like that.
No, I think it would be worse. I think it would be worse if the doll he's coming up with is the opposite of his wife.
Yeah, that would be worse.
Yeah.
This is your perfect woman.
Right. This is. This is
I don't care about money that much. It would creep me out.
God. She is so much different.
Yeah.
I don't even think. We need a Dyna test to see if they're even related.
Literally, as she was saying, I don't care about money that much, Alexis says, I do.
I do. Mm-hmm. Hey, supply and demand. If he doesn't do it, someone else is.
What do you mean?
Like, if he doesn't come up with the idea and make the money off of it, someone else will and profit off of it. I'd rather my husband does.
Well, that's like saying, would you date a drug dealer?
How is that the same thing?
Well, somebody's going to be dealing drugs
and make that money.
Well, yeah, but that's illegal. I'm not trying to get caught by the law.
Okay. But I think that the creator... designer of these things is more of a perv than the guy who buys them. Because who's more of an artist? The guy who buys the painting or the one who makes the painting?
The one who makes the painting.
So there.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a customer that's buying the artwork.
So you're saying...
Just like the customer is buying the wonderful design of a fake doll and all its qualities that came from the mind. It has to be a perverted mind to be able to build these things.
That's what I was going to say. Your point is you've got to be really perverted to build it.
Mm-hmm. And test it and all of the things that you have to do before it goes on the market. Focus group it.
Yeah. Some people say, well, how will you test it? Oh, I've got ways. Oh, I'm going to test it.
And think about what happens when the tests go wrong. Like something happens and you find a glitch.
Yeah.
He going to come home limping? Baby, I had a hard day today. I just want to sit down and relax.
He's not even going to want you anymore because he was testing all day.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm good.
Especially if he's building his fantasy woman and he can be at work all day. You know, and get paid to test it.
Is so he's controlling it with an iPad? Is that what he's doing in the video rigging they're showing us? Okay.
Yeah, you see, when she starts talking and her mouth's moving, it looks like she ought to be on stage with Chuck E. Cheese and them.
Yeah, you know? You're right.
That's exactly what she looks like. Chuck E. Cheese and them.
She's an animatronic figure.
Back on Chuck E. Cheese.
If you look behind the guy that created it, he's got his to-do list written on a whiteboard, and step one is build heads. Build heads. All right. What are we gonna do? Build the heads.
Start with the head.
Yeah. We can't start elsewhere.
And then redo lip sync. So that's step two. So he's gonna refine and redo the lip sync so her mouth matches what she's saying. And then number three, sex, sensors, audio, speech. That's number three, though. But number one, build heads. Yeah, shit ton of them.
That's all I need.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
There is something special that you need to know that is part of our lives. Everybody on the show except Alexis, and it's not because we didn't let her join in on the fun because she's a woman or a minority or any of that. We didn't keep her from joining in on this, but it's just something that we have, and it's the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0. Now Alexis could have this if she wanted it, but somehow she's not really put that on her list of free things that she's trying to get. But the Platinum Package 4.0, the Manscaped 4.0 trimmer that has the skin safe technology to cut down on reduce the risk of the nicks and the cuts and all of that kind of thing. Has the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. You also get the ultimate premium body wash, ultra premium 2-in-1 shampoo that I think Rob just bathes in. He loves it so much.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. He can never get enough either. He's like, hey, you want some more of that? Yep. Got a big head.
A lot of head wash.
That big old head he's got. Yeah. It takes several pumps of the shampoo to get it done. And then the ultra premium deodorant, the anti-chafing for down there deodorant. Because he gets chafed.
Yeah.
We see it every day. Like, Rob, you're chafed again. Now he doesn't. That's when he first started working with us. And now he's not chafed anymore since Manscaped has been on board. And that's a gift for all of us, to not have to look at Rob's chafing. Downstairs chafing. His bottom chafing. Also comes with that toner and the very soft, comfortable boxers that are in there and that travel bag. It's all part of the Platinum Package 4.0 from Manscaped. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code ACETJ. That's going to save you 20% and it's going to get you free shipping as well. Manscaped.com, promo code ACETJ for 20% off and free shipping.
It really is an awesome deal. Mm-hmm. They're great products.
Yeah. So, Rob.
Yes?
You send them, because, obviously they can't listen to us, 24/7 and all that, but do you send them what our ads sound like?
Yes, every once in a while.
Okay. Send them that one.
That's a good one.
Okay. Yeah.
They'll get it.
Yeah, they'll get it. They're fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun company. Mm-hmm. So how much are these real doll robot things now? They started out being about $2,000 back when they first invented them and they hit the news.
The more advanced ones with this technology in them can be tens of thousands.
Would you want them talking?
No.
Which is what they're working on now? I wouldn't either, because that makes them seem... and I joke about not wanting a woman to be talking. But I think it takes away from the realism of it because it makes it look fake when their mouth is just going up and down. Yeah. Like an animatronic figure. It's not really moving to the to the words.
We were just talking. It goes from sex doll. When you get up into the top tier ones, then you're looking for a companion. You're not looking for something to just, you know, get your rocks off, so to speak. You're looking for a partner. And I think that's where you're going to see higher prices for things like that. And a different issue.
Yeah.
It's not about sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
You're into there's a loneliness factor to that, mm-hmm. which brings in some type of mental issue probably.
And you wonder, how are they lonely if they've got that kind of money to spend on this thing?
Maybe they're just
because they have obviously they have money.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a luxury item, you know.
Sure.
$10,000 for a relations doll. That's crazy. And how are you going, if you've got to have the money to do that, because they're not going to give you a loan down to the bank.
Yeah.
To go buy one of these. You can walk into the bank and say, "Yeah, I need $12,000." If you know, well, what are you needing it for? Sex doll.
Yeah.
A robot.
And you hand them a brochure. This.
Her name is Christine.
and the reason I need $12,000, the base model is $10,000, but I'm going to want bigger boobs than this one has, and I want her to have a French accent and. You can upgrade the size of the butt for another $500, you know. Because I'm guessing that it is. It's like, you know, ordering something to be built for you. Go through and they give you the options of you want boobs A, boobs B, boobs C. Pick one of those.
I'm looking at a website right now where you can customize everything.
Yeah,
it's crazy. That's so insane to me. I never thought about that. I thought they just come as they come.
You can get a guy one, too.
Mm-hmm. But here's another thing, though. During the break, Alexis asked Riggins, if somebody gave you one of those for free, would you want it? And he said, I wouldn't know what to do with it. I wouldn't know where to, like, you wouldn't know where to put it or all of that stuff. Okay, and then here's the question. If you had one of these, is it worse to just put it in the closet and drag it out whenever you were ready, or to actually put clothes on it and put it like sitting in a chair.
It's worse to leave it out sitting in a chair so that if you come in, you're like, hey, how was your day? It's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yo, y'all know how jumpy I am. That would scare me to death when I walked in every day. Like, who's sitting there?
But they have one here where it's a storage hook and the head comes off and you hang up the head and you hang up the body separate on a rack. That's weird too, though.
But I still don't think that's as weird as actually putting clothes on them.
That's like Psycho.
Yeah.
What the movie where he dresses up the mom.
And you're talking to them when you come home.
Because all of these.
Can I make a sandwich? You want a little something?
All of these they come with outfits, don't they? Don't they come with lingerie and all this kind of stuff?
You could probably buy it yourself. You know her sizes probably by heart. Oh, she's a 38 double D, size 0, like these unrealistic.
Yeah.
Proportions.
And do you think that they got, you know, they've been swept up in the supply chain shortage? And
probably.
Everything.
My girl's out
there
on that ship that's, you know, having to wait out there, not being able to port.
This is BS. She's sitting in Port of Long Beach. I'm trying to get her.
You know, like those Porsche and Lamborghinis and all were on those ships.
So when you get one, do you become. Are you? Do they see themselves as being in a relationship with it? Are they faithful to the doll, or are they still trying to meet real women?
That guy in Romania considered them relationships.
That's true. I forgot. I think that's the extreme, though, right?
Certainly.
How much do they weigh?
Heavy. They're heavy.
Right.
Maybe 100 pounds.
So wouldn't it be a struggle to put clothes on it?
Sure. Probably. It's not easy.
I'd be sweating.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, oh. Oh, hello. Phone ring. Hello. Hi. Are you okay? Did I catch you on the treadmill or something? Oh no, I was just putting these cutoffs and a tank top on my sex doll. Whew.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What you got going on?
Do you think if they do date a real woman that they try to incorporate the doll in with the woman, kind of like, hey, I got this doll.
I think actually, in all seriousness, Ace, what happens is that I think once they get this doll, then if it's so realistic and it's built to their specifications, that it ruins real relationships for them, because no woman meets up to that standard. They're not going to meet a woman, especially if they're that awkward and you know, weird. They're not going to meet a woman that even comes close to the perfection that they've built, that they have waiting at home.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, because you talk about being judgmental of every woman and her flaws. If what you've got, your ideal, not necessarily society's ideal perfect woman, but you've got yours sitting at home, you know, in an outfit that you put on her, and you know she's waiting there, why would you go through, they look at it like, why would I go through having to be awkward and meet somebody? That's true. And none of these girls in here look close, you know, even close to as good as my girl at home does. Mm-hmm. And that's why I keep, you know, have warned the ladies so much.
Yeah. It could be. You know, I mean, what? I was just thinking, if I had a female roommate who was attractive that I was hooking up with every now and then, you know, I met another real live woman. I just want to see if I can get them all together. You know what I mean? That's
right.
That's just me. That's my line of thinking on the
team. It is. It is.
Right. Yeah.
It's very ace-like.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But these things are going to get less expensive, because there are going to be more of them in the marketplace. And, you know, with capitalism, you compete. And the more of them that are out there, the more of them that are going to be bought if they're at a reasonable price. And I think more, you know, human-to-human relationships are going to be shot.
Sure. This is the end.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end right here.
Yep. And you know what? Ladies, your feminist ancestors, sisterin, they started all of this stuff with women don't need to cook, women don't need to clean, women don't need to do all this, women don't need to be the only ones, you know, doing this and doing that around the house and everything. So we guys have learned to do all of that stuff. So if you got a guy that, you know, has the perfect woman at home that not will hook up with him every now and then, but is at his beck and call on his demand, he completely controls everything that they do in the house, and he can cook for himself, and he cleans, and he does laundry, and he does all of those things that y'all started out wanting men to do. Now, maybe it's taken away some of his need for, as they said, a real live woman. So it's actually y'all's fault when your men leave you for sex dolls, for sex bots.
Yeah, it's our fault.
Blame your feminist ancestors. Leaders, the women who came before you, because they started all of it. And you know what? Big thing back then was women burning their bras to show that they weren't being this traditional roles anymore. This one doesn't have a bra to burn, and that's the way he likes it.
Right, that's one of the reasons he loves it.
Uh-huh.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So there's a controversy brewing in a cemetery in Iowa, because on this this headstone, it is written, you know, in lines like this: these words on one line, and the next line, and the drops down below, and all that. And it reads, "Forever in our hearts." Next line, "Until we meet again." Cherished memories. Known as, then the next line, our son, brother, next line, father, papa, uncle, next line, friend, and cousin. Now, if you take the first letters of every line, it spells out F off.
F off, man. Mm-hmm.
See it?
Oh, yeah. That's funny. People are dumb.
Oh, and the picture on the internet, I guess this is from the story in Iowa, they blurred out the U and the C and the K. So then on this picture, it actually does say F off, but it also has the other. That's your ashes. Trash.
And they say, isn't that what he said all the time? They put it on there because that's what he said all the time. Well, that doesn't mean it's not just your trash bag.
Yeah, have some shame. Please, have you no shame?
No, man. Mm-mm. So are people in the cemetery really wanting you to take that off, have it taken down? Because you don't really notice, because I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't figure this out.
I don't know.
It's not like I could run through the cemetery reading everybody's headstone anyway. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the family, you'd be visiting that site, the grave site, and you would know because the daughter is the one that had it done.
I'm just not a fan.
Because I still look at cemeteries as being, part of if the church is the Lord's house, the cemetery is the yard. You know, I picture that still having a religious sentiment.
Yeah.
And look, I know the Lord loves trashy people too.
That's right.
But
for that, I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Big time.
I don't think big time was necessary.
Big time.
But they're also not. While they may be creative as far as coming up with a way to put it on the headstone without it being so obvious and all, they're not great writers. Whoever put this together, right. Like, forever in our hearts until we meet again. Cherished memories, known as. The memories are known as our son, brother, then drop it down to the next line to go, father, papa, uncle.
Yeah.
Father, papa, uncle. Damn, Polk County, Iowa.
But what are they? Obviously, the cemetery knows it's out. I mean, they're the ones that have to put those up, don't they? They're where they come from and they get put up?
Well, the
public may be saying something about it.
Yeah, they're ordered. I don't think they're not yet, but they have to put them up. They probably didn't even pay attention to it. They just got it. They put it up.
They probably thought, whoever wrote this is an imbecile.
Yeah.
But other than that, I wouldn't notice that.
Because the staff guys probably, they put up several of them a day or whatever. So then they come in off the truck and that one goes over there. And okay, we'll go put it up now. And they just put it up and going about their business.
Yeah, I don't see why people would get all bent out of shape. Why they would waste time getting bent out of shape about it, just say, this family's trashy.
Yeah.
And then go away. What does that say? It basically says this is a trashy family.
Yeah. That's what it basically says.
Come on, son.
But if my...
Put the flowers down.
Yeah, right. My family member's buried next to him or in front of him, and I got to look at... I could kind of see like, oh, come on, I'm here to think about somebody I love, and right behind it, like I have to, like it's in my eyesight now. I'm reading F, F U, all that.
Mm-hmm.
I could kind of see how I'd go. Hey guys, where's the oversight? I mean, what's the limit now? Can you put anything on a tombstone? Can you put a image of pornography on there?
I wouldn't be surprised, Riggins.
Right?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I bet they'll do a better job, a closer job of checking everything now.
But then they're gonna get sued.
Yeah.
Why is our family not allowed to put what we want to put to show that we have a loved one out here that's dearly departed. Why can't we have a, you know, a drawing of a big dildo on it?
Yeah.
Well, that's how this tombstone should be shaped.
Why can't we use the shape of a dildo to spell out the L in Earl?
Yeah. AKA Peckerhead.
We tried to put all the things Mama loved onto the headstone.
Yeah.
Terrible. She never remarried, but man, she loved. I know.
James Jimmy Austin, AKA Shit for Brains.
We called him Butthole. Name he had to his kid. Relax. I'm here too.
Jimmy quotation mark. Butthole quotation mark. Yeah, it's that not everything needs to be said. Not everything needs to be broadcast.
Yeah.
You know, some things can just be funny jokes amongst the family that you'll always remember.
I know, but it's so so popular now or mainstream for anything that you liked. Everybody else not only has to accept it, but celebrate it.
Right, yeah.
You know, whatever it is that you like, if you say you don't like it or you don't celebrate it, then you are a hateful, terrible person. And then they always say that thing of it. It's always a deal where they think they've got you. Why do you even care? Why do you even care? Then you have to say something that's logical, like, because we live in a civil society and I care about the society. That's why.
It doesn't affect your life at all.
Yeah, it does, because it rips down the society and I live in the civil society. Now, pick up your empty beer cans and take your truck with the bull nuts on it and drive out of this cemetery before I beat the shit out of you. How about that?
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.